Well, that leads me into a perfect segue to introduce Michelle Oliver, who's the Chief Nursing Officer here, and Rita Coley, who is a HSHS St. Mary supporter. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's an honor and a privilege to be here. This is a longstanding tradition.
I know why Michelle, you know, yes. here. Michelle works for HSHS St. Mary's, but I'm always struck by the volunteers and the people who are loyal in this community like you, Rita, who, you know, choose to be associated with HSHS St. Mary's.
This is an incredible legacy. I had the pleasure of working with Dr. White, and just to know that that legacy continues. He was a tireless worker for this community. He worked here at the hospital, but he also worked behind the scenes. And it's just tremendous to see that hope goes on in his name.
He's an example of what St. Mary's is all about, because Rocky was not only the best clinical and most talented surgeons around, he got with the respect, the care, the competency. He loved these nuns.
He really, truly did. And there wasn't a patient that he didn't do his very, very best for, which, you know, in medicine, you just love to see the humbleness of a physician who truly cares for their patients. If he didn't know the answer, he found the answer.
You know, Sue and I watched the inauguration of Barack Obama with Rocky White.
That's incredible.
It was incredible. It wasn't the inauguration that I really wanted that, but we watched it. Sue's laying in a hospital bed. Rocky just performed a procedure on her. He sat on the side of the bed for a half hour and watched it. That's how good a guy he was.
That's how he was.
Well, he purchased his star 19 years ago. It's possible as that is to believe when you think about it. And, of course, Rocky was on, you know, what is now Dale and your daughter and so many other people are on Tuesday nights on WSOY. And that started with Kelly Hazenfield at the time and Rocky.
Exactly. He loved doing that show.
Yeah.
He did.
You know, that guy would take time off. His every minute was worth a lot of money to him. But he never looked at how much he can make as a surgeon. He always looked at why he was doing it.
So for his family especially, I think it's wonderful to have this that forever will be a recognition for his service to this community and his heart, you know, what it meant to him. It's just a great honor.
Well, the star has 700 lights. It's 24 feet in diameter and 132 feet high. I mean, it's a big star, and you can see it all over town, and particularly here on the sort of the southeast side. If you're there at Lost Bridge and Lakeshore, as I am every day coming into work, I can't wait for December 8th, you know, because that's the next morning that it will be lit up, and you'll be able to see it after the ceremony on the 7th.
You know, Christmas season is here when you see that star.
That's exactly right. So call right now at 464-7655, 464-7655. If you make a $50 donation because of the generous folks who have already given, we're going to match that. So basically, you're going to get two names on the star for $50. So call right now at 464-7655. And we'll visit with Debbie a little later from the foundation, but I remember when we first talked about this, we wanted to make sure that it was affordable for everybody. I mean, you know, it didn't have to be a big, like, it didn't have to be a $1,000 donation to be a part of this. For $50,
we'll
you
take
can
it,
get a couple of names. Yes, if you have $1,000, we will take it. But for $50, you could, you know, have a couple of in-laws or grandparents on the star.
It makes it very inclusive.
Yes.
So everyone from the community feels a part of it. And I think that's one of the unique natures of the star, is not one light. So holidays can be kind of a lonely time. You want everyone to gather together and to celebrate the holiday. But for people who have lost something, they're obviously thinking about the one that's not there. The star really demonstrates that there are hundreds of people who, just like you, are celebrating that holiday.
And going through the same thing.
Yes.
And knowing that as Kevin mentioned earlier, you know, obviously, you know, the loss on your side, Rita, and you know, Dale and I have talked about this, and, you know, I know the way the community reached out to you guys meant a lot.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
But sharing that experience or even, you know, new grandbabies, you know, as that circle of life continues,
it
right?
It truly is. That joy.
Yeah.
And the honor.
Joy. Yes.
To honor them every year with that light bulb has got to mean a lot to you.
I had a friend, Ann Dawson, who wrote an article, and it talked about where is God in these sad times. And when you look at that star, that kind of represents that to me, because all of those lights are the people here supporting you, supporting the community. It keeps you focusing on your blessings, the things that bring you joy, whether it's grandchildren or it's that coworker that picks you up and gets you, whatever it is, it's important, I think, to have something positive to focus on, especially through the holidays.
I totally agree, and thank you so much for sharing that.
Yes.
I know it's not easy, but it is a way as a community that you can remember great people, recognize people, but then not wait until it's too late. You can recognize people right now and tell them how much they mean to you. You talked about one of your mentors, Frank Tyrell, was just one of the best. I mean, every time I see that guy, I just get a smile on my face just before I even say anything, because I just know what he's meant to this community over all of these years, and a way to say thank you.
And Frank is aging, and you know, he's in his 80s, and so you want to make sure you don't forget to let him know what he means to you while he can, as opposed to, darn, I wish I would have said something to him and let him know how much he meant to me. It makes you feel good, too.
Here's the telephone number. You can be a part of this, folks, 464-7655. And you can put anyone's name on this you want to. And there's going to be a beautiful ceremony on the 7th. We'll air that live. But come on out and join us. And there's a nice dessert reception here in the lobby. And then they go outside and we light up the star. Now Michelle, I want you to tell us about the importance of what this money means, because it's great to do this just for the sake of doing it, but the money means a lot to the hospital, right?
Absolutely. You know, when you think about the donations that HSHS St. Mary's receives and the impact that we have on patients, I don't think any amount is instrumental. I think that, you know, when I look at all the donations that St. Mary's has had, we've done a lot of great things for our patients, whether it's buying new patient beds for somebody to rest in comfortably to heal, or if it's the renovation of our new heart cath lab. So I think that every amount counts.
29 years ago, in the 29 years in the existence of this foundation, they have raised $43 million for this hospital.
Right. What a great community, and St. Mary's is just so blessed to be part of such a great tradition.
I mean, that is amazing. Kevin, that's a significant number, $43 million.
Yeah, and think how many years St. Mary's has been here. It's
139
years. What? If you look at those old books of Decatur and look at all the businesses that have come and gone that you don't even recognize, St. Mary's has been here 139 years.
Well, I will give you the perfect example. WSOY has been in this community for 90 years and was one of the very first radio stations. So they were around, 50 years
That's
before this
home.
Radio station
That's right.
was created. So it's absolutely amazing. Michelle, tell us a little bit about, healthcare is expensive, and anyone who knows, who follows what the state's doing, what the federal government's doing, I mean, you know, for you guys to offer what you offer to everyone in this community, whether you have insurance or you don't have insurance, no matter what your wealth or your status is, this hospital has the same policy towards everyone. It's not inexpensive to do.
Right. You know, it's our mission. I mean, that's who we are with HSHS, to reveal and embody Christ's healing love for all people through our high-quality Franciscan healthcare ministry. And we want to make a difference in the lives of others. It doesn't matter what you can afford. We're here to care for you and to make sure that you have a great outcome. And as you mentioned, healthcare is very expensive, and St. Mary's has the latest and the greatest technology, and we want to be a leading indicator in that market, and that's who we are.
All right. Now, the folks calling today probably don't even care where this money goes. I mean, they just want to be a part of it, have a light on that star. But knowing that the money is going to be put to good use in the future is just sort of a bonus today, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, don't worry about buying a bed today. Just get a star for your loved one.
Yeah. But I mean, knowing that the competent, very qualified people are going to take the money that's raised and use it to continue to offer great care for everyone of all, incomes in this community for years and years to come. That's a bonus. But the reason you're doing it today is to remember a loved one, to honor a loved one, to think of someone who's no longer here, to celebrate those who have recently, joined us. All of those reasons, you call right now at 464-7655. Either living or deceased, you can honor anyone you want to honor today. $50, we're going to give you one free.
People really have no idea, and it's fine that you don't. I hope that you don't have to learn it. But if you do, you're going to be pleasantly surprised at how great of service and how great professionals there are here at St. Mary's Hospital. You're listening to one of them. Michelle Oliver is the chief nurse. She has a huge responsibility. But it's these core values, it's this mission of the sisters that keeps her so centered that you wouldn't know she has these responsibilities. She acts so engaged. But the pressures on this lady are phenomenal. I admire her and the people that work here, but it's this mission that keeps them here and keeps them going every day, I guess.
It's a great ministry to be part of. I've been with HSHS for 20 years now, and I can't imagine working for another organization. And this is what aligns with
it. It is a ministry, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely. It's a calling.
Well, I personally think nursing is what holds all this together. I mean, you guys are literally the heart and soul, I think. Don't you agree?
Well,
you got to have world-class doctors.
They are the glue, but the doctors are phenomenal. It is such a complicated business, our field, our profession. Without the nurses, it can't happen.
Well, I completely agree with
that.
Well,
you have one of the best here with Michelle. We're so lucky. That's something we all need to be grateful for, that you're here in our community and you hit the ground running and you've made a big difference already.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I have a great team of nurses behind me that, you know, truly are at the bedside every day, making the difference in the lives of patients. It's just a privilege to be able to give them the resources to be successful.
Well, I want to thank George and Carol Strackfuss. They donated $100 for all patients who are fighting cancer. Absolutely. John and Christy House for Dick House and Diane House.
Tried to win a turkey last night.
Scott and Brenda White for Helen, Andrews, Yeris, Sharon White, and Homer White. You've got Susan Niesman with a $450 donation for Linda McNown, Charles Worstifer, Margaret and Norbert Schwartz, Mildred and Alphonse Niesman, Jim and Barb Niesman, and Linda Hasenmeyer. You've got the 48 in and Grill for the Pridemore family and the Rotz family. Just a few of those calls that are coming in as we've been speaking here over the last couple of minutes. Here's the telephone number, 464-7655, 464-7655. Minimum $50 donation. If you want to give more, certainly give more. But a $50 donation will get you not one light but two lights on the star. There are 700 of these lights, and when we light this thing up on December 7th, it's going to be that extra special. You can bring loved ones or youngsters buying, okay, that's grandpa's light, or that's grandma's light, or that's the new grandbaby's light. However you want to do this, today's the day. Call right now at 464-7655. Michelle and Rita, we appreciate it very much. Have a great day. I guess we'll see you at the Thanksgiving luncheon.
Absolutely.
All right.
We'll be there.
With them-